All right, this is Stranded, and my name's Matt. I'm your host for the next hour. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music. Stay tuned for the second half of the show, which is all Canadian. We have brand new tracks from Destroyer, Jeff Berner, and Neil Young. Some real big heavyweights of Canadian music. And then we're also going to feature some fantastic music from Vancouver. But before that, we have the Australian portion of the show. Let's kick it off with the Meanies, legendary Australian punk band, one of my favorite bands of all time. They had an incredible run of singles in the 90s, featuring the awesome cover art too of Link Meanie, the vocalist. They formed in 1988, and they are still around. Their main output was from 88 to 96, and then they reformed in 98 and played a lot of shows. Not a lot of recordings though. I think the last record they put out substantively was only a few years back. It was It's Not Me, It's You from 2015. The last album before that was 10% Weird from 94. So not the most prolific band of the last decade or so, but they've still played around a lot. And I'm revisiting them now because it's their 30th anniversary, so they're going to be doing a big tour of Australia. I don't know if there's any more recordings coming. Link, the singer, now lives in Europe, I think Spain. So it's probably a big deal to get everyone back together, do a big tour. I sure wish I could see them play again. I saw them a couple of times in Australia. Strangely enough, supporting Pearl Jam at a huge big outdoor show, which was really unusual. They were part of the scene back in the 90s where they got to meet a lot of the Seattle bands, and they recorded in Seattle. And in Canberra, when I saw Pearl Jam, it was with the Cosmic Psychos as well, and that was really, really cool. So I'll play for you a couple of old singles. First, Paranoid. You can find that on a compilation called Televolution. And then we're going to hear A Ton of Bricks from the 10% Weird record from 94. And then Punch and Air, a single from their last record from 2015, It's Not Me, It's You. Here's the Meanies. You're on Stranded.
Paranoid, paranoid. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I absolutely love the Meanies. They've been around for 30 years now. They're doing a big tour of Australia to celebrate. You heard some old singles there, Paranoid and Ton of Bricks from the 90s, and then Punch and Air from their surprise comeback record from 2015, It's Not Me, It's You. I do hope they record again. Brilliant band, a big influence on a lot of Australian punk bands, including Friends of Rom, criminally unknown around the world, although they do tour Europe and stuff. They are known, actually, I should say that, in Europe, but I don't know about the States so much. New Australian music now. Here's a band from Brisbane called Good Boy that I've just discovered online. They have a single out called Ethereal Wishing. And they won the Triple J Unearth competition at some point. And previous singles, Soda Bread and Poverty Line and CRF. So this is their latest single, Ethereal Wishing. Members of the band are Tom Lindemann, Ryan King, Stu McKenzie, and Marley Smells. And then, amazingly, out of nowhere, seemingly, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds came out with a brand new record. It's been out for a couple of weeks now. Big, always big news when Nick Cave releases a record. This is seen as the third part of a three-part kind of trilogy around, you know, the time of the death of tragic death of his son, and making sense of it. The very more subtle albums than some of his more rockier ones from the past. This album is very minimalist, just really just Nick and synths, it seems. The album's called Ghost Teen, and I'll play the lead-off track, Spinning Song. And then we'll move over to New Zealand. We do play Kiwi music here on the show. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that. Claudia Jardine, she has an EP out called North, and she is quite a talent. She won a competition in Christchurch. She won the Christchurch Regional Finals for the Smoke-Free Rock Quest when she was only 15. So we'll play a track from her EP, North, for you right now as well. We'll play the title track. Okay, first up, Brisbane band Good Boy.
Revelation came to me, saddled with a Once there was a song yearned to be sung. It was a spinning song about the king of rock and roll. The king was first a young prince, the prince was the best. With his black jelly hair, he crashed onto a stage in Vegas. The king had a queen, the queen's hair was a stairway. She tended the castle garden, and in the garden planted a tree. The garden tree was a stairway, it was 16 branches high. On the top branch was a nest, sing the high cloudy nest. In the nest there was a bird, the bird had a wing. The wing had a feather, spin the feather and sing the wind. Time died, the queen's heart broke like a vow, and the tree returned to the earth with a nest and the bird. But the feather spun upward, upward and upward, spinning all the weather vanes, and you're sitting at the kitchen table listening to the radio.
Straight and true, the safest way to you. cost. If I'm gonna lose something, I'll be damned if it's you. The price I pay for everything I do. And I know he's got best intentions at heart, but a journey like this, where do I start? Just keep going on.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
If you'd like to follow us online, we're at ostranderradio.com. We're at Twitter at ostranded and facebook.com/ostranderradio. Yes, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. New Australian music in that set with Good Boy from Brisbane. We heard Ethereal Whooshing, the latest single. Then Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Spitting Song with their beautiful, from the beautiful Slumba album Ghosteen, the latest that's just been released. It's, Nick has said, it's sort of wrapping up a trilogy, starting out with Push the Sky Away and then Skeleton Tree and now this record. So it'll be interesting to see where the band goes next, if they're going to come back with a more fully band, more of a heavy hard album, who knows. And then Claudia Jardine from New Zealand with North from her EP called North. Destroyer is back, a real favorite of this show. Dan Behar's project, long running since the 90s. He's just released a single called Crimson Tide, which is one of his brilliant monologue-type songs. And it's from a forthcoming record called Have We Met. And then Jeff Boner also has released a new single called Not the Jew I Had in Mind, in brackets, with permission from Thomas King, from a forthcoming record called Grand Hotel Cosmopolis. And then Neil Young, he's finally got Crazy Horse back together and has just released a record called Colorado. We'll play for you the lead track off that called Think of Me. So it's the first record from Neil Young and Crazy Horse since Psychedelic Pill. That was a brilliant album sprawling epics. This one, I don't know. It's not the best. It's not the best work from Crazy Horse. It's still good to hear that guitar tone and those rocking out moments. But I don't know. I think Neil should have focused a bit more on the last decade. He's put out so much stuff. And I think if he'd just picked some of the best tracks, he could have put out a couple of really good albums. Maybe this one's a grower. I don't know. But anyway, this song's not bad. It's a lead-off track, Think of Me. This is Stranded. Here's Destroyer with his latest single.
River, a vulture predisposed to eating off floors. No, wait, I take that back. I was more like an ocean stuck inside hospital corridors. My condition in general, despite what they say, improves. So I could care less on a night like this. I'm on the lookout for anything that moves, crimson tide. Crimson Tide.
1, 2, 3, 4. Not the you that I had in mind. No, you are not the you that I had in mind. Don't walk right, don't talk right, don't play right, don't pray right. I search my feelings and I find you're not the you I had in mind. Writers write, and your views on Zion are not aligned with the Jew I had in mind. Do-do. Not the Jew that I had in mind. No, you are not the Jew that I had in mind. Don't date right, you won't make right. Your mate won't make that cougar right. You're a threat to your own kind. You're not the Jew I had in mind. Two more times, you are not the Jew. Not the Jew that I had in mind. Do, do. Well, I don't do this, and I don't do that, and I don't wear no special hat. You search the world until you find that goddamn Jew. Of me.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So in that set, you heard a brand new single from Destroyer, Crimson Tide. It's from a forthcoming record called Have We Met? And then the fantastic Jeff Berner with Not the Jew I Had in Mind, his latest single. And Neil Young and Crazy Horse, Think of Me, from the recently released record Colorado. It just came out this week, actually. And let's switch over to Vancouver. Olivia's World. Actually, this is an Australian and Canadian band. So the songwriter from this band, Lika Resende, I believe she resides in Australia, but she was living in Vancouver for a while and recorded this record last year. It was recorded at the Noise Floor by Jordan Coop. And joining her was Joe Saxby on bass and Rose Melberg on drums and vocals. So the project's Olivia's World. The album is called Blotter. It's a 5-track EP, finally released, and I believe Lika lives in Australia. But this is a Vancouver project, so we're going to call it CanCon. And then we're going to hear Chris Horrific with a track from his latest record, Treats. The track we'll play is I Found My New Name. And then another great Vancouver band, Sunday Morning, are back with a new single called Breathe, so we'll hear that as well. Here is Olivia's World.
I don't know why it's hard to fall. It's hard to try. I don't know why. in. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I found my new name and I love it, I love it, I love it. Attention. I needed something that was different and made me forget the old one. Don't be insulted, it was something that I needed to be done with. I found my new name and I love it, I love it, I love it.
It is Monday.
The one.
to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown!
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
So we're wrapping up Stranded for another week. We heard there Olivia's World with Super Value from the Blotter EP. And then Chris Horrific, I Found My New Name from the Treats record, and Sunday Morning with Breathe, their new single. All three of those projects are from Vancouver. One more track now. This is Jesse Lebaudet, and the track is called Friends with Choruses from the Punkcouver Volume 3 record, put out by Rush and Tim of CITR Radio. My name's Matt. I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye. Here's Jesse Lebaudet.
If the first note doesn't move you, the last line never will. I can't make friends with choruses that don't make me feel a thing. I've been trying for so long, but that don't mean that I've earned it. It doesn't mean I don't fight for every single chance I get. It's been summer. Just do it like you care. 'Cause if you can't find fun in fleeing, staying put only makes it worse. And things are hard enough already. Hard only makes it worse. Things are
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.